Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Dan Morrison, and I am joined yet again by a Vanderpump Rules stan, former. We're hoping for a good one. We're hoping this one's in the bag this season. Also, a Southern Charm lady, I guess you could say.
A Southern Belle?
A Southern Belle. Actually, thank God, you should be. Do you want to do your intro? And I'll just like, I'll fuck off at this point. Welcome back, Nikki.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Just to preface, and I don't mean to throw you under the bus with this, but you are recovering from COVID. So if you do choke during this, I just want people to know.
I will try and die off mic if possible, but I do apologize if a couple of hacks come through.
That's fine. Yes, we've already had a few lols at the start. And it might not... we might suffer a little
we
bit.
Might suffer, so. I'm sorry.
The wedding of the year is currently taking place in Mexico.
The royal wedding. The second coming, really. I have been neck deep all day. Have you?
In the moments, to be honest, any time I was like breaking from work and like looking at Instagram, it was Sheena's wedding.
Yeah, Sheena's wedding. It's incredible, really. I saw her rehearsal dinner dress and I thought we were going to have another Stassi moment of like rehearsal dinner great, night of terrible, but she actually looked quite good. She had something like 3 or 4 dresses. Amazing, like great work.
Costume change, amazing.
Delightfully tacky. The whole thing was just wonderfully tacky. I was really impressed by how atrocious all of it was. And I think it was very her.
Yeah, I'd love to see there's been zero growth since Shay. Like, you know what I mean? As in, like, we're making all the same mistakes. Yeah. We're making all the same, like, wedding decisions.
Oh, completely.
And it's just
absolutely
tactastic.
Amazing. Like, the only thing, like, I was sad there wasn't another crop top dress. I was really, really sad about that. But being able to see boxer briefs through his unlined white suit was a journey that I wasn't expecting, but I'm grateful for, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought I'd have more thoughts on, say, like Sheena's wedding dress where it would be something not an affront, but I thought there'd be something that, you know, I would react to. But it somehow was Brock.
Yeah.
And his see-through white suit.
Yeah, that was something else. The only other thing that I really noticed about what they were wearing was her shoes were covered in pearls, presumably as an homage to the crop top dress of the first wedding, which I really appreciate, that kind of deep cut reference. So good for her. Congrats.
Do we think, how much chaos do we think like happened at the wedding? Like, I know we saw a successful reception, Dirty Dancing lift. Like,
yes,
that was probably.
We did.
How long do we think her and Brett have been rehearsing that?
They do it every day in my mind, because there was, remember when they first got together? And like before the start of last season, it was literally every photo of them when they were traveling was him lifting her up. And like, she's about 35 kilos and he's presumably about 300. So like, it's not difficult. He owns a gym. I know he can lift her. I don't need to like be impressed by that. It's okay. But I'm also at the same time like, thank you. That's kind of what I expect from you guys nowadays. That's the bare minimum in my mind.
And I like that. The story you sent me of whatever random woman was filming it that... She was amazed by it, as if like this was like new information. Like, I'm pretty
sure.
New trick. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure the moment we met Brett, wasn't it that Sheena said he lifted her up at a music festival?
Yeah.
Like, that's how they met,
a
lift?
Yeah, that was like his number one selling point. Like, not, you know, he was attractive and we had a really good conversation, or I thought he was really intelligent, smart and funny. No, no, I really liked Brock because he can lift me up above his head, and I really like that in a guy. Mm. And like, if that's what she's into, great, congrats. But again, like, he owns gyms. Like, he should be able to lift up this, you know, 35 kilo woman above his fucking head.
And is he, am I mistaken with, was it an app he was throwing out last year, or was it just like a line of clothes? I can't remember.
I feel like it was an app, but then again, are we confusing that with Jax's fitness app that never was?
Oh, can we, talking about Jax, let's just transition to the guests of honour who will not be caught on camera by the Vanderpump Rules crew, which is... Jax, Brittany and Kristen Doherty, who are all in attendance, I don't think will be even mentioned. I think their faces might even be blurred.
I think they will.
If they're actually caught.
I think they'll be blurred and I think they'll have like voice changes on. I don't think we're going to see their faces. I read somewhere that they're staying in a different resort about 20 minutes away. Like, they weren't allowed to stay at the same resort as the wedding and the other wedding guests because of filming, which I greatly appreciate. We also saw that Katie and Christina Kelly are staying at the same resort but not attending the wedding. So that's going to be great, I think.
If they are doing that, like, love to them. Good. Like, that is beautiful behavior. Mm. Just, like, there to piss them off, but not actually, you know, enjoying the festivities. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope Katie, like, fucks someone in the room next to, like, Tom Schwartz or something, and just he's, like, in there crying in, like, a dress.
Please. I would die for that. I really, really would. I would really like her to, as Jack said once, like, rail some guy right in front of Tom Schwartz. I would really love that.
And I think it's about time. Like, if there's any season to do it, it's the single season for Vanderpump Rules, because everyone is just, oh, absolutely. And I hope that James Kennedy gets so drunk that he mistakes his girlfriend that kind of looks like Raquel for Raquel.
Kind of. They're like carbon copies. Are you kidding me?
I can't wait for the – there's going to be a scene, and I can already see it, where he kind of snaps at her but calls her Raquel by accident. Like, that's – absolutely going to happen.
Oh my god, it is. It absolutely is. You're so right. There's a shot of him, like, DJing at the after party, which appears to be in a cave, and he's a few deep. He's looking pretty lit up. I'm excited to see that. It looks great. It looks great.
And what I will not take, and I don't need, like, as much as I would give, like, a piece of my body for, like, to see Kristen Doherty on camera.
Yeah.
Even if she is not somehow in the edit for this wedding, if they do not dare flashback to Sheena's wedding and have Kristen slap James at that wedding, if I do not see that in the new season, you might as well cancel it then and there, because I need that.
There has to be a supercut of, like, you know, this wedding's going to be different to my last wedding. Last wedding, Kristen was there. And it's going to be, like, a supercut of her, like, ruining Sheena's wedding, and, like, Tina having to sing the song twice, and, like, not having done her dollar dance and all those things. Like, that has to have a supercut right before the wedding starts. I have to.
It's just, it is a crime to have cameras so close to Kristen Doherty and not have them aimed at her. Like, that is an affront.
All the funnest things happen off camera, though. The other night, or, you know, morning for us, Jax did, like, what looks like a Coke rage tweet at about 8:30 in the morning our time, which is probably about 5 p.m. where they are, saying that he did not force Britney to get bigger breast implants that she actually wanted, and that he didn't even pay for them. He just, like, basically pointed her in the direction of the doctor.
Yeah, which is an absolute lie.
It's a complete lie, because it's on camera that you said all of those things.
Yeah. And that you said you paid for them, and then you'll be able to essentially command her because you paid for them. Like,
and then you turned around and said that you are the number one guy in this group. That was the same argument. So I'm really sad that he won't be on camera, to be really honest.
Yeah, me too. And I hate to say it, like, I know we can't just, like, forgive everyone and just, you know, for their past, but... forgive Kristen Doherty.
Please forgive Doherty. Please, please forgive Doherty. Like, she, honestly, without Doherty, the show isn't the same, because her, like, unhinged behavior drives the drama of that show. And without that unhinged person, like, willing to take the hits, it doesn't work.
No. And I don't think we gained anything from going on Charlie's food journey last season. So I think we've...
Prayers for Charlie. Sorry, Charlie. I love you, Charlie. Yeah. But, God, it's just boring.
I love Charlie... the previous, do you know what? It would be great if they brought Jax back on, because Charlie was so good at going at Jax and calling him an old man and getting under his skin. So, like, that I would watch.
I also yelling at him at the reunion and saying he's an old man and fully throwing it in his face, and he's sort of claiming, you know, it's my show, and then literally being fired, like, a week later. Like, just amazing.
Amazing. Incredible. Yeah, it was actually, oh God, it's good with that. Yeah, I know. Like, even though I didn't enjoy last season, I enjoy that we had last season that he got fired. Mm. So he had to witness something that he wasn't a part of.
Yeah.
And the way he actually has to witness something he's not a part of live in person at a wedding is actually going to destroy him.
Amazing. Incredible. I'm really looking forward to it. And also, congrats to Sheena for getting a People magazine apparently seconds after they were finished with the wedding. Like, literally that cover shot came up so quickly. And I know that Jax had, like, a Coke rage out when he saw that, because people wouldn't pick up the story of their child being born, but they would pick up the shot of Sheena's second wedding.
I tell you, I know I said this the other day, but I hope to God Jax has just tried to, like, fuck someone at the wedding to get back on camera.
Please.
Like, he's just railed some guest.
You know who it could be?
To get back on.
And I wonder if she's there. Is Stacey the bartender there?
Oh, Let's hope.
I hope Stacey the Bartender is there. Stacey the Bartender and Sheena is my favorite reality TV crossover in history. From The Hills to Vanderpump Rules, like, just amazing. Bring it back.
Remember that 2 second moment back in Lala's first season where Jax wanted to fuck her? So maybe he'll try and have it on with Lala at the wedding. So that could be.
He'll sit there and whisper in her ear about how much he wants to fuck her and then deny it to Brittany's face like 3 seconds later.
Great. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, God. I'm like painting a picture of something I feel like we're never going to see, but I just like my imagination is showing me such a great moment in reality TV right now.
We shouldn't get so excited. It's going to be such a disappointment when it's literally just like a 30-second clip of like Sheena's wedding and then it's done and dusted. Cool. I want like a 2-episode special like the first one. That's what she deserves.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like just... I think it's going to bring up so much for all the, like, recently single people as well. Yeah. And so all, like, the demons are going to be coming to play. Mm. I also hope that Tom Schwartz ends up, like, passing out and ending up at the adjacent resort as well, as he has previously. It just gets brought back on a golf cart the next day. Like, just
James and Chris are next to a little plunge pool with a couple of pillows. Like, they didn't hook up. They were just listening to Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, the crime scene that Jack's, like, you know, recreated from, like, where the pillows were. My God.
Please, bring it back.
Beautiful. Any other thoughts on Sheena's wedding or anything you want to see from it?
Look, congrats to her. I'm really glad that she, you know, got it done with another walking red flag. Like, good for her.
Oh, yeah.
If that's what she wants, that's what she wants.
Okay. How long do we give Brett and Sheena?
I don't know. I feel like with Brock, she's probably going to stick it out because she has a kid with him. And yes. She really wants his surname. She really, really wants his surname. I do find it strange that she still goes by Sheena Shea. Like, that's odd to me. And she said that
I'll never refer to her as anything else, though.
My mind, it's just that.
Yeah.
I know that she really wants his surname because Summer's name is, like, her surname is, like, Honey is one of her middle names and Davies is her surname. Mm. And Sheena has said on the record that she wants that to be her surname, Honey Davies. So maybe she'll make it work forever.
I think she could come back with a new single with Sheena Honey Davies as like the name. Oh, I think there's like a Good as Gold Part 2 in there.
Please. I would give anything for a Good as Gold Part 2.
Oh, I hope to God she performed Good as Gold at the wedding.
So little wedge sneakers on the bar with a little gold booty shorts. Stuff. I'm going to cry and miss it so much. What I would give to have that back, please.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back with Atlanta. And we're back with Real Housewives of Atlanta and the Jamaica trip finally
comes to an
wrapping
end.
Up.
That was a bit of a journey, hey?
Yeah, it was like somehow Drew was the star for me just from like injuring herself.
Did she injure herself?
Who can say?
Did she?
There's quite a few of those events I didn't need to attend either. Mm. That the raft thing down, like, that didn't intrigue me.
No, not at all. I was with both Marlo and Kenya in that moment. Like, one, they look boring, but also I'm with Marlo. They haven't had a chance, like, go and have a shower and take a nap and, like, refresh themselves. Like, that's what you do on a vacation anyway, let alone a vacation that you are being filmed for national television for. Like, have a nap. Fix your makeup, have a shower, go swim in the pool, like go do your thing and we'll meet up again in a few hours. There are too many fucking activities on this holiday. This is not a fucking holiday.
No, and also like this expectation of like if Sanya is there to work, you don't need to show up to every shoot of hers to see her working.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I get it's a tax deductible holiday for you. Like, congrats, Sanya, you figured it out. You cracked the code. Like, good work. Mm. It was already going to be tax fucking deductible. This is literally your job. It's okay. Like, you don't have to pack every second of every day. It's like Ultimate Girls Trip 2 with Dorinda. Like, every second is planned.
Yeah, she had the itinerary, like, every morning, like, going, you need to be here at this time. And I probably also would have been Kenya, where I just, like, took my time and missed the bus and went, I'm actually just going to enjoy myself at a resort and not show up.
Yeah, exactly. I want to sit next to the pool and, like, drink a few cocktails and fall asleep in the sun and, like, read my book and go for a swim. And I get that, again, it's a TV show. We have to film all day, but you can still have downtime and do that. It's okay. You don't have to plan every fucking second out. It's fine.
No. And also maybe Kenya wants to like lay by the pool and get railed by that guy that she met the other night. Like that's also something she wants to hang around
she
for.
She absolutely wants that. And she deserves that. Like she really does. She deserves that.
She does. And I feel like she's put in the hours and she's done enough this season that she deserves to get railed by a stranger at a villa. Like that's
who amongst us
Jamaica.
Haven't?
Please. I couldn't handle Drew getting like carried away in that wheelchair. Saying she felt like Beyonce.
If her Achilles was ruptured, she would have had to have surgery. Like, sorry, but she would have had surgery. You would have seen her whole fucking calf muscle move. Like, she would have been injured. She's like twisted her ankle.
Yeah, because isn't like, I feel like the Achilles thing, like you can't even stand up at that point. As in, like, isn't that something that needs to be like reattached? Like, I'm no surgeon here, but I thought I...
Famously, we're not surgeons on this podcast, but...
No. I feel like that's like a detrimental thing if it happens.
Yeah, and it's not like you're just getting carried around. It's not strapped or anything. That's what tells me that she's just like rolled it, or they're like, I guess you might have rolled it or like sprained something, whatever you want to hear. No. But like, it's not strapped up. It's not in a cast. It's not being elevated. Like, she would have had to go have surgery or go home or something. Like, she didn't fucking break anything. She's fine.
Also, her acting anytime, like, they were leaving the room, she's like, oh, I'm so mad. I'm sitting in my bed. I'm just like, no, you're like, you're so happy you're not, like, because you do the best thing. Like, you get to do absolutely nothing and then show up to the dinners.
Yeah,
like
a holiday like, fucking it. Should be.
Yeah. You've actually planned it perfectly. You got a really great scene out of you, like, running against Marlo.
Yeah, and then flopping like, on the ground.
Amazing from her.
And they've trapped and,
like,
her. And,
like, her crying as well when it had happened. It was like that, like literal, like, baby noises.
Actual
and
I was just like, noises.
Literally.
And then she's trapped her husband in her hotel room with her, so he has to, like, you know, run around and get her food and stuff. He's not listening, though. He's, like, locked himself in the bathroom. He's, like, pretending to take a shit while he's, like, scrolling on Instagram, like, DMing girls. And she's like, Ralph, like, screaming for him, and he, like, doesn't answer. So maybe she's smarter than we think. Maybe she's the genius that actually has cracked the code.
I don't know what's happened this season, but I have absolutely fallen in love with Drew. It's just like, it's just because she's, and I've said it before, and I feel mean saying it, but there's something that's so pathetic about
absolutely
what she brings that I'm just like, oh, this is endearing.
Yeah,
like,
no, completely, I get that. I did get a bit darked out watching next week, talking about the book. And
Stepfather book is no good.
No es bueno. That is not fun. You can't read this, but I want you to write something for it. Like,
also just, in front of her mother being like, oh, yeah, like, he doesn't want to adopt my son anymore. And just like, yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, that's not you. That's not a brag, babe. Like, it's okay. Either she knows that she's coming off pathetic and she's going to get camera time, or she's doing this to, like, instigate him into actually initiating a divorce proceedings. Like, it's one of the two, right? She's either genius for forcing his hand and trying to make him make the move, or she knows that it's come off as really pathetic and sad, and therefore she's bought herself another season because we want to see the divorce.
Yeah, exactly. And then also maybe she's just really smart, and even though he treats her like shit, she just likes getting railed by someone who looks like him, which I would also probably put up with.
Again,
as well.
Who amongst us hasn't? Yeah. Like,
yeah, exactly. The bird shitting on them at the lunch, I quite enjoyed. Just like the full fear and panic, which I can relate.
I can relate. And I'm Candy. Candy's me. Like, just, I'm going to stand up and, like, hover over my plate so the bird can't shit on my plate. They're not going to stop me eating my fucking food. Like, I'm not stopping.
I'm not running from the table plateless. I'm protecting the food so I can continue. Like, this experience is not getting ruined.
No,
for me.
Absolutely not. I loved her for that. I love Candy for a lot of things. Even the last dinner, that was, some great work by her as well.
And also the KFC healing all wounds as well was just...
cracked up at that. I love a post-credit scene. Beautiful. I was packing myself. I was very into that.
It was so, like, I love that that's, like, the thing that calmed down at the end of the day. It was just, like, a really amazing bucket of chicken from KFC.
Chicken meals, like, all words.
Stunning. Kenya at... I feel like I went through, like, a bit of a whirlwind with her and Sanya, because she kind of came around, and I did enjoy the editing for once, like, because sometimes they go a bit too much, but they're kind of rewinding to her.
Yeah.
Saying, like, you know, you're talking, you're listening and calling her all this shit. And then it was, like, immediately, like, 2 seconds later, it's like, oh, like, you're someone I look up to. I'm like,
you're so intelligent.
No, Kenya. Yeah, you're so intelligent. Like, no, Kenya. Like,
no,
this
Kenya,
is not.
Please don't. I do love, like, Sanya went in on her, and, like, she's brave for doing that. Like, congrats for making a move. I don't know if it was your smartest move, but you made a move, and not many people would do that in their first season of Atlanta, particularly to Kenya. But Kenya fucking bodied her, and that was always going to happen. And Sanya took it like a pro, and Kenya sat there and said, apart from that thing that we have just resolved, what else have I done? I'll wait.
And there was nothing. And do you know what? If Sanya will learn maybe for her second season that you need to come prepared with, like, a list of things.
You need a binder.
Like, Yes, you need a binder that the crew can actually, like, when they're doing the edit, like, go back and just, like, list the things so they can rewind exactly like they did for Kenya there.
Yeah,
so,
they need timestamps.
Even though I've heard it, like, a million times now, I did very much enjoy Candy's When You Go Low, I'll Go Low with You. Like, that was stunning.
Great work by her. Yep. Love her. She's a pro. She'll never leave. Even when she's having like a bit of an off season or an off couple of episodes, I love her. I can't help it. She's endearing. She's hilarious. She cracks me up.
I've come back. Like, I was going through a period earlier this season where I was just like, oh God, Candy's doing nothing. Mm. She's not involved. And for some reason this trip, I've like come back around on her again. Like, it just like, I go through absolute waves with Candy. And also the thing that sticks out to me as well was when they were about to go on the Aspen trip and they were sent the cars and then they got delivered the wings and then they couldn't eat in the car, so they literally just were like, oh, we're taking the wings to the house and we're going to finish them, and they come back. Like, that's like, for some reason stuck out to me this season. It's in like, yes, don't say again, don't sacrifice the food. We'll enjoy the food, we'll eat it, it's okay, it's all right. Yeah, there's a real common theme. I feel like there's just like this like food narrative that kind of like connects the women throughout this season.
Truly. If the women of Beverly Hills ever actually ate the food that they fucking ordered, I'd probably like them a bit more, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. There's usually, actually, there seems to be more drama around the food they're not eating in Beverly Hills, which is...
Don't.
Thank God.
God.
Any other thought? There wasn't, like, I haven't got too much to say on Atlanta at the moment. I just can't wait for the Sheba Charest, our fashion show.
Yeah.
They were teasing, it was Apollo walking in,
wasn't it? It absolutely was. Yep. And it's, yeah, it has to be Apollo, because it's like... Do we really think it's going to happen? I'm concerned. I have grave concerns for the Sheba Charest fashion show. I know you're a believer.
I feel like it is going to happen because I think we would have... unless they're just like everyone's completely tight-lipped, I just feel like the event did happen. Whether... I don't know at what level of success it happened, but I know it did take place. So, I feel like there will be some kind of product at the end of this. There better be... The site, the thing that scares me more than anything is that they will think in their minds that when the finale goes to air, the site will be live on the day, but they'll leave it till the day to launch the site. And then they'll realize, oh no, we didn't like, you know, test it or anything. And it's like crashed and like no one can buy anything. Like the checkout button doesn't work. Like no one can see what's in their shopping cart before going. Like there's just going to be the tech. Like if we can't even get like the physical fashions there, I'm so scared for the tech aspect of Sheba Charest going live. Yeah. So this is going to be a mess, but I think there will be some sort of fashion show. I'll say that.
I think so. And as someone who works with like a CRM software and like, you know, development and go lives and stuff like that, everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Absolutely. It just will. You're completely correct. And there will be something where like, they haven't listed like the number of items that are actually in stock. Do you know what I mean? They'll oversell what they don't have, or like you said, the checkout button won't work, or like the card handling facility won't be completely secure and people's like credit card numbers will get stolen. Something like that will happen. Yeah. Like something catastrophic will happen.
Oh, there'll be no option for like PayPal. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it'll just be like enter your card details,
Direct deposit.
Send photo ID of yourself as well. Like you just have to like actually give all your information away.
Send a check.
And Sheba Charest actually stole your name. Yeah. Like Sheba Charest is you.
I would actually love that happen. That would really crack me up. But yeah, I'm just concerned. I don't want to see her fail. It's not really out of anything else. It's truly out of genuine concern. Like I love Charest. I'm so glad she's back. And I'm concerned. That's all.
No, we're concerned out of care.
Yeah, no, it is. So, it's from a place of love. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see where that leads and I can't wait for Apollo too. I hope it's not like a cliffhanger next week with Apollo showing up. Like I just need to see him show up and then just have flashbacks to his horrific marriage with Phaedra. Oh,
please, please. I can't take it being dragged out again. I can't.
And no, to be continues. Otherwise I'll burn
scream.
Bravo headquarters down to the ground. There's no Beverly Hills this week, but I thought just touch down on what's going on with the ladies, because apparently it's a... you've actually informed me what was going on, because I had no idea where this was coming from, but a bot attack by Diana.
Attack of the clones. Rinna and Diana's like ongoing meltdown, and then Garcelle's son being targeted by what appear to be bot accounts with very similar horrific things to say to a literal minor, which is obviously like really fucked up. Regardless of who's doing it, it's obviously not okay. And I think the entire fandom, probably myself included, because I've been in the house with COVID for 2 weeks, need to go outside and touch some fucking grass. Like honestly,
I don't. It's like there's something so. It's so weird as well because it always seems it's Beverly Hills that does it to people. Like, the other one, like, Potomac's fun, Atlanta's fun, Salt Lake as much as people. Like, because that's the thing, because, like, the Jen Shah of it all is hilarious. It is. You know, like, oh, when you're online, like, even though it's, like, terrible things have happened, but then the Erica stuff is, like, 100 times worse and, like, villainous, and there's all this shit going. Like, everything is just so much darker, yeah. Even though, like, yes, Beverly Hills traditionally, yes, early seasons was darker, so the content has always, like, felt that way, but the fandom as well, like, the people that need to, you know, go off this online, like, they lose their fucking minds, and it's just, like, and it always gets just a bit too dark because everyone's too, like, in someone's camp or in someone else's rather than just, like, sitting there going, oh, we're meant to just enjoy, like, you know, middle-aged women, like,
screaming
going at each other and, like, you know, throwing their wealth around. Like, it's so odd.
It's, yeah, I think the crux of it, like, the true axis of evil in Beverly Hills is actually Teddy Mellencamp.
It all comes back to her.
And the Fox Force 5, like, those, it needs to be broken up. It does. It really does. And I loved Rinna, and I'm a big Rinna fan in those earlier seasons because she does keep things moving. She does keep storylines going, and she instigates drama, and that's what we need in these shows. When you have five people who have taken a pact of silence, and I'm including Diana in that, not Teddy Mellencamp, because she's not on the show, and she's irrelevant. Between the five of them having a silence pact to not speak about things they've agreed off camera, it's so fucking boring. It's so fucking boring. And we're still talking about the same shit 17 fucking episodes later and nothing's changed. And, you know, I'm all for Erica's, like, one-woman show of innocence and, like, I'm a fucking victim here. I'll watch that all day. I will. If someone pokes the bear and, like, has a bit of fun with it. But if all five of them are going to sit there and, like, silent over things that should actually be spoken about, the show's not interesting. I watch the show to watch the alliances shift and the fallout from those shifts. Yeah.
It's insane. Like, it's, and the thing is, like, we'll watch Beverly Hills till it burns to the ground.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's I'll watch it till my eyes fall out.
But it's no good. Like, there's such good players on there that could help it be the best. Like, absolutely. Which is like a Sutton in there. It's just like doing God's work. Oh,
completely.
Garcelle is so good at, like, going back at people that they don't even know how to respond.
Yep.
It's just, like, there's too many, like, as you say, like, this kind of alliance between them is just this us versus them the entire season. And because nothing else goes on with them, they just keep repeating the same shit that they've already gone over, which we thought we're finished with. Like, the Rinna and Sutton shit just keeps, like, coming back. And I can't do it. And no matter how many, like, friends of you bring in, you're not even engaging with them enough to create anything. Like, no one's talking to Sheree in that moment. Kathy's kind of only being brought in via an edit, I would say, where they're kind of, like, cutting to more of her, like, side comments, which I actually love. Like, her talking to Garcelle has been great. Like, last week, her going, Toothless, not homeless, who cares? Like, what is it? Like?
I was cracking up. I completely, any, like, rumor of, like, you know, homophobic slurs was out the fucking window. The second she started having that side conversation with Garcelle, I was like, this is a Kathy Stan account. I'm back on board. I can't help it. She's so charming.
I need to see what ends up happening because I also fear because Rinna's been so good at blowing shit out of proportion and repeating it, that we might end up reaching this point where it's not actually that big of a deal, but it's Rinna going, I just needed something else to do. And she's just, like, honed in on this and made a big deal out of it. Like, it might end up being absolute bullshit. And we just, like, get to the end of the season and go, what just happened? Yeah. Like, nothing.
Speaking of, what do you think's in her brown envelope of receipts?
I'll get fucked. It's probably, I don't know. It's probably someone has written a storyline for her that she's following. Like, it's a script. Like,
I think it's an exterminator's bill for the rats.
Oh, God. We need to address the rats. Like, actually, do you know what? Hopefully someone's written in a question at the reunion for her.
Remy from New York City.
Yeah. Oh, please. That's the only kind of content I need from a reunion. And please. I feel like it's going to be one of those things where Kathy doesn't show up to the reunion either, if it's, like, a bad edit.
She'll get the friend of one again where she pops in for, like, one segment and they'll be like, they'll ask about the Paris retweet. And then she'll be sort of, like, cast asunder to, like, go. And she won't have the questions or something like that about the Aspen trip. Something like that will happen, I think. Do you think Diana's going to show up to the reunion? I don't know if she will.
I think she will. And I think she'll be shocking at a reunion because she actually won't know how to be. I hope the reunion is literally just Sutton and Diana sitting across from each other going, so you'll say that I know. So you'll say
do not.
That I know.
Do not.
Sex Unique podcast has destroyed that and put that in my head. Like, it's just ingrained in there.
It's so ingrained. Yeah, I think Diana will be really bad at the reunion as well because she won't have Asha, like, writing her comebacks and her one-liners.
Oh, yeah, that's... that. Let's talk about the husband. Like, that's what we should be doing at the reunion. We should be talking about Asha.
We should be talking about Asha at the reunion.
Any other thoughts on Beverly Hills?
The only other thought I have is dissolve the Fox Force 5. Mm-hmm. People are asking for Kim to come back. I don't want Kim back. I think her mental health can't handle it. Bring back LVP. No. Bring her back and let her burn it all to the ground, please.
Oh. I have had this, that weird sensation recently where I think maybe LVP needs to come back.
Yeah, she does.
And do you know who else? Bring back Denise.
Bring back Denise. Bring back Camille. Bring her back. I've been saying for Camille, years to bring back Camille.
I need Camille in my life 24/7. That's just like
please.
A necessity. Like she, no matter what capacity, friend of every season, she has to pop in and annoy people. Yep. Like it just, it's beautiful.
She needs to come in and bust on a ball gag. Bring her back.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back with a bit of Southern Charm and Below Deck Med. And we're back with Southern Charm. Now, something I didn't think I would ever hear on this show, I don't know why I didn't think, because like it just, you know, incestuous with all of them anyway, but Naomi and Whitney making out amazing.
Someone needs to do a wellness check on Naomi. do you think did they actually hook up? Genuinely. If it didn't happen on camera, did it happen?
Yeah, exactly. But then also, to be honest, that... Do you know that that dog wedding thing? First of all, I don't want to ever see a dog
kill me.
Get married. Do you know what? If I want to blame why Real Housewives of Sydney got cancelled, it was because the finale was about a dog wedding.
Don't.
Like that's
I don't want to talk about
that's
it.
That's the only reason. But and maybe many other maybe things. But things. That like I didn't care. But the thing I could tell was the mood in that house towards the end of the day when they were still getting served drinks. Everyone was wasted.
Yeah.
And it was that weird kind of thing where you've been drinking in the day and it gets to the afternoon, but everyone's already totaled by the afternoon and the sun hasn't even gone down. Yeah. That's why I think possibly this did happen, where it just got to that kind of foul stage where it was kind of like when you got to the actual nighttime portion, everyone's just like barely, you know, heads up and going, yeah, what are you up to? Or if they were just like... ended up next to each other in a lounge and, like, Naomi, like, leant on him for a bit and then they, like, started, like, hooking up. Like, I can see that happening.
I can absolutely see it happening. It's also, like, it's called cocaine for lunch is what it is. Like, let's be honest.
Yes, okay, okay.
And those two, like, it's weird. It feels fake. I don't doubt that it happened because Whitney has had sex with, I guess, pretty much every woman on that cast apart from Lever, I suppose.
Which makes no sense to me. As a woman, can I ask, is there any sexual appeal to Whitney?
No. And I keep hearing things like and reading things when people have actually met these Southern Charm men. They're all like, oh, they're so much more attractive in person. They're all really tall. This is what I keep hearing is they're really tall. I'm like, I get it. Shep is like 7 foot tall. I understand. He's also repulsive. I don't like, and it's the same thing with Whitney. Like, I don't care that he's tall. I don't get why women keep hooking up with them. It's disgusting to me.
No. And I just like, even the thing is the only thing with like Shep, I could possibly see it if I saw him in person. Mm. Same way with like Schwartz, because I've heard he's like ridiculously tall as well. Like he would give me like, I'd be a bit more attracted in person. Whitney and Austin are two people that did not matter if I saw you in person. No. Like, you couldn't do anything. Like, you're just so, like, absolutely repulsive, man. That's nothing's happening here.
No, they're in the same category as Jax Taylor. Like, they're absolutely fucking foul. At the same time, why are they all so worried about this hookup and this makeup? Like, who amongst us has not pashed a friend when they're drunk? Get over it.
Yeah, and the thing that killed me was that, like, editing where she popped out at the place and he's like, oh, you're going to be cold? Like, and I was just like, go away with that. Like, you've made out. You don't care if she's cold or not. Like, go away.
Cold. I think the only woman in that town he hasn't fucked is Marcy, and that's because she's pregnant. Like, that's the only person he hasn't tried it on with.
I don't mind Marcy, but she's such a weird addition at this stage in the show and in her current state. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
No, I think they must have signed her on and then she got pregnant or something and they didn't notice, or she didn't tell them, or she found out late or something. The only other reason she's on there is to be Shep's handler. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, because I thought that, like, unless they, because if they were trying to position her as like a mum, like Cameron. I was like, you know what I mean? As in like some kind of like level person. But then also I think like Lever just could have been that. You know what
Lever
I mean? As in
that.
Like someone who's, yeah. And so I'm not sure why we're not, like, again, I think it's obviously because we're going to a spin-off, but we're not seeing enough Lever,
yeah.
I would say.
I don't know. I'm excited to see Lever on this spin-off. I agree that we're not seeing a lot of her. I just, yeah, she must just be filming both of them at the same time. That's why she can't really be in there that much. But I just, something about that dynamic needs to change. I think there's like, you know, five blonde women that all look the fucking same. Like I can't tell Taylor and Olivia apart. Like,
oh yeah, I don't know who Shep's girlfriend is and who Austin's ex is. Like that kind of just is not
clear.
That doesn't, no. None whatsoever. And I'm still so confused why Madison isn't in the cast photo for this season. Like, I know she hasn't been in this episode, but she is not, weirdly,
she's
like, not
full-time. No.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense to me when she's given a lot of content up until, I would say, this point where she's not on the group trip.
Yeah, I'd say she, season after season, provides the most content.
Just gets under stupid Austin's skin, which is just beautiful to watch.
I'm so impressed at her ability to stick to a bit. Madison is truly going to get married just to piss off Austin, to a guy who is a Mormon who she like hasn't had sex with or can't have sex with until they get married, like from like a month before or whatever he said. She's going to go through this as a bit to piss him off.
100%, and it'll be a full story. Like, she also, did you see today? I don't know if she's going on her hands or if it's the actual like wedding weekend, but she was like running through a plane today, filming herself, like, you know,
this.
As the bride. And it was just like all these stills of people who were like looking at her on the plane who absolutely hated her.
Yeah, she's going to Delta first class style. It's like flying business class with Jetstar. Like, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah, it's just extra like room. Yeah, that's about
exactly.
it. Yeah. And they don't throw a bottle of water at your face. They actually hand it to you.
Actually,
so that's like
they let you buy a drink. They let you buy like a glass of wine instead of just like a can of Coke.
I'm actually flying tomorrow for the first time since COVID.
Are you nervous?
So I don't know what this experience is going to be like. Because I hate people on a good day. As in like being in spaces with people I remember when I used to go to airports and like, you know, you'd get up to the security check and people hadn't taken any of the stuff out of their bags or like, you know, when there's signs the entire way, no one's ready and they get there like, oh, this is a shock. I need to like take this out.
It's a metal detector. Like,
really? Oh. And then it's just like, then people just like walking through metal detectors with all this shit on. And then like men, especially just like with belts on and it's just like, oh, I need to take like the belt. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you don't even need to have been in an airport before. You need to have like consumed a movie once in your life because it's all there. Like, it's not like, unless you've been living in a hole, like, you know how to operate in an airport, but it's just like, it's wild. Like, I'm so scared to be back amongst it and just seeing people ignoring masks, doing things. Like, the thing is, at the same point, I wouldn't care if I knew the cases were as they were and they said, oh, like, everyone doesn't have to wear a mask anymore, that's fine. But if, like, there is some kind of protocol we have to do it, I'm just happy to play by the rules as a lol.
Just tell me
and
what
then
it is.
We, yeah, it's fine. But I don't want to see, like, people thinking they're, like, defying the rules and, like, doing other things. Like, I just, people kill me.
No.
So I'm just, I fear for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm going terribly early in the morning, so I will not be in the mood for anyone.
Prayers
so,
for
we'll
you.
See.
You are braver than I have actively avoided going home to Melbourne for a long time because I don't want to deal with flying. I just don't want to deal with it.
No. And like just seeing lovely reports about, you know, lovely lines and everything like that. I'm like, oh, great.
People lining up outside the terminal at Kingsley Smith. So glamorous.
I like one kind of line, not the other. So it's, I'm about to engage one I do not enjoy. So we'll see tomorrow. Do you want any other thoughts on Southern Charm before we move on to?
I wouldn't let any of those men drive me on an ATV.
No.
And Olivia on the horse gave me Lou on the camel flashbacks.
Oh, great. Yes, that's stunning.
Yeah.
Also, I can't wait for Craig to return from this trip and have Paige stab him, like, in the throat.
Yes. They hate each other. That scene between them was so awkward. I was horrified.
Every scene that it's Craig and Paige, it's just Paige threatening Craig. That's literally their extent of their relationship. And then her just going, oh, fuck, I hate it here. I wish I was in New York where people just swore at each other. Like, she's just like, she just brings up New York all the time. She's like, I hate this Southern shit. And like, she's like, just
bullshit.
Swear at each other.
She's really doing the hard sell in New York. She's really trying to get him to move up to New York.
Yeah. She's it. Like, she's anchored. Like, she's, what do you call it? Trying to get in the Roni reboot at the moment. So,
I would actually love her on the Roni reboot. Don't tempt me.
Oh, yeah. It's build it around her and Lindsay. Like, the way I would watch the shit out of that. Like, make, yeah, what is it? Real Girlfriends in Paris. Make it Real Girlfriends in New York. And it's our dear Paige and Lindsay. I'd love to see that.
Please.
Also, I'd like to go back to that early season of Summer House where Lindsay had all her business running out of her apartment and was pissing off her roommate. Like, that's the kind of content I'd like to see from New York. So.
Sad small apartment. Yes, I remember it well. Yeah. The taco contract.
Below Deck Med.
Yes.
I don't have heaps to say except that I'm enjoying it.
Same. I'm not usually a big Med fan. I'm very famously anti-Sandy. I really can't fucking stand her.
Oh, I am also.
Not a fan. The saving grace this year has been the terrible boat that they're on and the fact that she's now hit two concrete dolphins.
How did you describe the boat when the season started?
It's ice white, okay? It's ice white, plastic everything. It looks like a 90s porn set. Like, everything is black leather couches, ice white plastic. It is, like, tacky as fuck. And it doesn't work. Like, there's no, like, garage from where all the, like, water toys are out to the swim platform. They have to, like, jump off the boat to jump onto the jet ski to drive it around. Like, what the fuck is this?
It reminds me of, like, a bar fridge. Yeah. Like, the entire vessel is a bar fridge. Like, it just, like, yeah, as you said, like, it's just full plastic. It like, doesn't it's, function.
Yeah, it's not luxury. It's not cute. It's not luxury. No. If you leave the air conditioner on and open a door, the stabilizers turn off and you get fucking thrown off the boat. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's very, like, the, like, living areas and stuff are very, like, you know, bulk build medical center kind of, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, there's something sterile, like, about it. Like, it's very, very odd.
Yeah, it's not cute. I would be pissed off. Just like I'd be pissed off if I got there and it was the sailing yacht boat, like the tiny sailing boat. As much as I love Glenn and the sailing yacht crew, I'd be annoyed.
Every time I watch that show, I'm claustrophobic anytime they're not up on deck. You know,
like,
what I mean?
Like, panic attack.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my God, how do you all breathe in there? Like, how are you sharing all that oxygen? That's too many rooms down there. Like, it's just like, it's insane.
It's not good. And no. I have an issue with the chief stew on Med as well. Yep.
The chef, like, I'll just say this from top, so I'm not like saying his behavior is anyway.
No.
Good in this. He's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
But the way she, like, especially this week's episode where she thought, knowing what a, like, chaos agent he is and how insane he is, thinking it was, like, right for her to go down and explain to him, I'm working things out with my boyfriend that cheated on me after I cheated on him. We have a dog together. We laugh together. And, like, thought she needed to explain everything to him about how she's feeling when I think it could have easily be signed off with, I'm working things out with my ex. I've just got to keep my distance at the moment. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know why she thought saying that to him in a kitchen full of knives was a good idea. And also just, like, in such a nonchalant way. And then he immediately starts throwing dishes around. Now, I've spent a lot of time around chefs. They're not stable, to say the least. Yep. That's not, like, some industry secret. That is a well-known thing. People know this about chefs. They're fucking crazy. She was like, great idea. I'm going to stand in the kitchen next to a stove and knives and be like, hey, I know you were really unhinged the other night, but just so you know, I'm going back to the guy that I cheated on with you. Hope you're okay with that. Bye. And just, like, was shocked when he was upset.
Wild from her. I don't, like... Where are we?
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, everything up until this point has told, like, has painted you a picture that you saying this will result in something not great. Yeah. And here we are.
Here we are. Here we are. Wherever you go, there you are.
Great.
It's just, like, it's so bizarre to me. Also, she, like, very casually dropped in the fact that she was engaged to someone on one of her old boats.
Yeah, like, what, this is what we call a pattern of behavior. she's just displaying it for everyone. I'm just like, what? Like,
are you okay?
So if that didn't work out, why do you think your new boat romance would work out as well?
Yeah, it's someone, like, I know that the whole shtick of Below Deck is, like, everyone, it's the trauma Olympics, everyone has trauma, everyone's running from something, that's why they work on boats. Like, I get that, but this is insanity. Like, that like dynamic alone is fucking crazy to me.
Oh, they're just, yeah. And but I guess that's the point of Below Deck, yeah, isn't true. It? Just unwell people put together on a boat. So
who amongst us hasn't? Yeah, it's very strange. Even the just like the Trauma Olympics, this episode of Z being like, you know, when I was younger, I had to wash dishes after dinner. Like, okay, we get it. Like, we've all had tough upbringings washing fucking dishes. It's you need to drop it in every 3 seconds.
It's so weird. I feel mean saying this, but Z and the girl who just came back on, who can't even remember her name.
Courtney.
Like, so, like, non-memorable from, like, the last season. Because, like, even when... you say Courtney, I've even like
blanked Courtney, just said, was that her name?
Her going, I'm back. I went, who? Like, like even when she popped up on screen, like when she came in, it was like, I'm back. I'm like, no, I don't.
No, don't know you.
Register you from any of this. Oh, God. But look, I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying the chaos of just Sandy smashing into things and having her reputation in the toilet,
it's
which
what
is
she
beautiful.
Deserves. It really is. That's what she deserves.
And she's literally on a floating toilet at the moment, so it's like actually suits her perfectly.
Floating toilets, that place. Oh, my God, I cannot. It's foul. It's really foul.
I hope they are filming season 2 of Below Deck Down Under as we speak as well.
Please, give me Captain Jason back. Oh, give me someone to look at. Give me Aisha. Give me someone enjoyable. That being said, I love Med, but yeah, give me Aisha again. I miss her.
Oh, I can't wait to see Captain Jason at BravoCon just like railing every woman that wants him to, because he's just going to get that weird fame thing in his head when he goes there and everyone's like, you're hot. He's just going to be like, okay, and he's going to go to BravoCon and just literally destroy everyone, and there'll be some terrible stories about him afterwards.
And then the next season, he can be like, well, it's not just this one kid I have in the Philippines. I have kids all across America now. Like, look at all the children I have to look after.
Below Deck Down Under will actually just be like a tour of them going and visiting each mother for him. Then they just pick up different people at different ports. So
Lou and Sonia's second season will be visiting all the mums across America.
Oh, I can't wait for Lou and Sonia's spin-off. This is, it'll be absolute lifeblood for me. And R.I.P. Ramona, apparently, because she's not going to be part of Legacy, if the rumors are true. So,
R.I.P. Ramona, I think she took a pill in Ibiza. She hasn't been the same since. It's quite scary.
I was going to say, I think she took a pill in Ibiza and forgot to pick up the phone because she's been so off her head the entire time that they actually couldn't include her in the cast because she's been, like, literally, like, off her tits for months now. Like, she... Like, I'm happy for her. She's living her best life at, what is she, almost 70 now or something. But, like, it's insane. She's never looked better.
Oh, God, I love her.
Nikki, any recommendations this week?
I do have a couple of recommendations, if I could speak for recommendations. Mm. I just finished listening to the audiobook of I'm Glad My Mum Died by Jeanette McCurdy.
Oh, yes.
Really good. I don't think the print book is out here for a little while, but if you are a podcast gal, you can get the audiobook on Audible, and it's really good. Trigger warning for pretty much everything, like, you know, abuse and insults and stuff. Very interesting. Has some stuff in there about Dan Schneider. Not heaps and not super explicit, but enough that you know that what you've read is true. Yeah, kind of creepy but fun. And the other one is The Bear, which is on Disney Plus, I think, next week.
Okay, yes. I have been looking forward to this for quite a while because I've seen amazing things about it. So I've been very keen. And I also would absolutely get railed by Shameless guy.
Yes, Jeremy Allen White. I am feral for that man. Absolutely feral. I was impatient. I didn't want to wait for it. So I acquired it through schmalegal means. And I smashed it all really quickly. And again, someone used to work in a restaurant. It's like very triggering war flashbacks, but also very real and enjoyable. And I would absolutely get railed by Jeremy Allen White. He could break my arm. Yep. Please track me, kill me. Yeah.
That's why I even just stuck with Shameless for, I think, 20 bit seasons.
Past by date.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this is not a good show, but you're hot. And then I was just like, okay, I've got to stop this because I don't think I'm enjoying the show.
No, it's literally Lip has a restaurant, and every episode I'm like texting my friend saying, I can fix him. Like, I can fix him. I've been my partner for nearly 5 years. I'm like, I can fix him. Like, please let me fix him.
Yeah, you need that opportunity to show you could.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's me. I'm the one that can do it. Yes.
Yeah. He may be a fictional character, but you have all the practical steps to fix that
Absolutely.
Man.
Like, it is. Absolutely. I've done it so many times before.
Amazing. And Nikki, are you getting renewed or cancelled this week?
I feel like I'm getting renewed. I'm shaking off the COVID apart from the cough. The cough is still lingering, but I'm working through it.
Oh, no, but of course, yes. If if you're not coming out the other side not feeling renewed, as in like you're coming out of something, then it's literally death.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Like, then I've died. Finally.
Yes, we've actually RIP Nikki. So no. Glad you're still with us. Thank you. You're still present watching all our dear shows and dear gals.
Cheers.
Let's hope it's better weeks for Beverly Hills upcoming. Oh, hopefully Aspen delivers.
Please.
Hopefully the girls get on the snow at the snow and we'll see some really chaotic behaviour up there. Please. So that's all I need. All right. Thank you and farewell. Thank you.